with SR News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Medicaid funding to the state of Minnesota is being temporarily halted over fraud concerns. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Vice President J.D. Vance announced that the federal government would suspend some Medicaid funding to Minnesota as part of what he described as an aggressive crackdown on misuse of public funds. The Trump administration has launched an effort to root out fraud across the country, including in Minneapolis, where there are allegations of fraud involving daycare centers run by Somali residents. On Tuesday, President Trump said Vance would spearhead a national war on fraud. Greg Clugston, Washington.
America's newest Olympic heroes were the toast of the nation's capital yesterday, correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The gold medal-winning U.S. men's Olympic hockey team has visited President Donald Trump at the White House and later received about a two-minute bipartisan standing ovation during his State of the Union address. Trump also announced that the women's hockey team, which also defeated Canada to win gold, will visit the White House. The women's team had declined an invitation to attend the State of the Union due to the timing of the address. Trump also said goalie Connor Hellebuck will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Cuba says its soldiers have killed four people on a Florida-registered speedboat after the boat entered Cuban waters and opened fire first. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is gathering its own information. He says officials are trying to learn if the victims are American citizens or permanent residents. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 307 points, the Nasdaq rose 288, the S&P advanced 56. This is SRN News. America's pastors are talking about persecution, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a poll of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research, the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. The survey finds that 86% of preachers have urged their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians abroad. 66% say they have delivered sermons focusing on abusive believers, and a few have brought in experts to give talks about the problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Auschwitz Jewish Center Foundation has hosted representatives from 26 nations. They spent several days in Poland this month on an educational tour focused on Holocaust remembrance and confronting bigotry. During the trip, the dignitaries traveled to Auschwitz, the former Nazi concentration and extermination camp, where hundreds of thousands of Jews were murdered. This is SRN News. Rhetoric between Iran and the U.S. heats up ahead of tomorrow's talks in Geneva to restrict Iran's nuclear ambitions. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Iran has pushed back against President Donald Trump.
They're working to build missiles that will soon reach the United States of America.
Responding on X, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman dismissed Trump's remarks at the State of the Union as big lies. Meanwhile, Iran's parliament speaker said the U.S. could either engage in diplomacy or face the wrath of Iran if it attacks. America has assembled its biggest deployment of aircraft and warships into the Middle East in decades. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Larry Summers will resign from teaching at Harvard University amid a campus review of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.